We're going to stay with healthcare. President Trump has proposed cutting the budget for the National Institutes of Health by 20%. And that could mean cuts to research and treatment for patients with rare and mysterious diseases. Journalist Anna Gorman visited a young man in Whittier outside of Los Angeles who benefits from the NIH program.
Lynn Whitaker is looking at framed photos of her son Andrew as he used to be. There's one of him playing high school water polo, one visiting relatives in England, another with his trombone.
He was always so talented. He took to the trombone like it was second nature.
Andrew is 28 now. The photos were from before. Before he started having seizures. Before he started falling off his bike. Before his thoughts became scrambled and his voice slurred.
It's like somebody ripping your insides out. I mean, the first time I had to get a walker. The first time that we had to get a wheelchair.
Andrew clearly has a devastating disease. But after 9 years, he still doesn't have a diagnosis. In January, he and his family turned to a new NIH program, the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. Patients apply to have their cases reviewed. If accepted, they get assigned to one of 7 hospitals, including UCLA and Stanford.
You want a diagnosis so you know what you're dealing with.
Rachel Ramoni is the former executive director of the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. She says before it began, patients had to travel to the NIH campus in Maryland for help. Now, they can access doctors across the country and tap their collective wisdom.
A lot of times, your ability to be diagnosed depends on who's in the room. And what we're doing with the network is we're expanding exponentially the number of people in the room.
To examine each puzzling case, scientists and researchers use full genome sequencing and other tests. Sometimes it turns out the patient has a disease we already know about. In other cases, the doctors are discovering brand new illnesses.
When they receive a diagnosis, it's bringing an end to this diagnostic odyssey that so many of them have been on for so long.
Dr. Stan Nelson is leading a team at UCLA that's looking for answers for Andrew. But there's no guarantee.
We caution most patients that come into the Undiagnosed Disease Network. We expect that we probably won't solve the majority of the cases that we're looking at this point.
Andrew and his mom are having snacks on the couch at home in Whittier.
I have medication set for every 3 hours.
It's time for his medicine. Lynn pries open his clenched fist to give him the pills. Andrew likes to joke around with his mom, but he also gets frustrated. He needs her help to eat and get dressed. For a guy who used to skateboard and make short films, it's tough. He's lost friends and he can't even imagine dating.
Girlfriends, it's like, forget about it. They want a guy that can do stuff for them, not the other way around.
After Andrew entered the NIH program, he and his parents spent a week at UCLA for tests and appointments. In an exam room, Dr. Nelson welcomes them and says he's reviewed Andrew's medical records.
And we're suspecting that your condition might be genetic.
Over the next days, Andrew has more tests. A spinal tap, a muscle biopsy, and an MRI.
All right, Andrew, can you hear me okay? This first scan here is going to be about 10 seconds.
At the end of the week, Dr. Nelson confirms that Andrew has some sort of a progressive neurological disease. His brain is actually shrinking, but they still don't have a name for it or know what's causing it. Nelson promises to keep investigating. The Whitakers are disappointed.
We just need to keep going forward. And I explained to him as well, you know, that some things may not help you, but it might help somebody else down the road.
Over the past 2 years, 74 families have gotten answers through the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. Hundreds more are still waiting. For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.
Anna Gorman is a reporter with our media partner, Kaiser Health News.
I'm Amy Standen.
And I'm Judy Campbell.
And we are excited to announce that the Leap podcast is back.
Check out our new season of stories. It's about people in the midst of dramatic, risky change.
Find it wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Leap.